A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, this Thursday, October 30th, 2014. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
Today, we are focusing on women in politics, with particular emphasis on the succession battle within the ruling ZANU-PF party that has seen the party's top women trading barbs.
To join us, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to you, Zimbabwe, on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But for you women out there, today is your day. Every Thursday, please join us.
We are also on the internet, Marvelous, and you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Loba with www.voashona.com. Kumbenjalo, www.voandebele.com.
What it is really is an expression of opinion, various opinions from various people within the party. And to me, this is a pure reflection of democracy. When you see placards, written names, such as names of the vice president or the second secretary, the second leader, the vice leader of the party, it really shows a true democracy.
I see democracy as our in the equity, Panity, we might say, Rikuramba, kutaura panga wapa ma newspaper munga wapa ma television pane diwi rimwe chete rokunyomba vice president wenyika kana kuti mai mujuru ndo vatiri kuona vari kuramba vachingonyomba
ikakhulu ngezvehlakalo esizibone kuzinsukwane zimbalo ezedluleyo ezifike namhlanje kuvuthwa ndaba lokuthi kube khona abantu abatshengiseleyo ngoba bengafuna abanye babakhokheli asebekhonjwe ngeminwe bekhonjwa ubuthakathi.
Daggers appear to be drawn in the ZANU-PF succession battles, with protesters supporting the faction allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa converging at the ZANU-PF headquarters today. They were calling for the resignation of the Deputy President Joyce Mujuru. This follows verbal attacks by First Lady Grace Mugabe on Mrs. Mujuru, urging her to resign or apologize to Mr. Mugabe for wanting to succeed him.
What happened today, Marvelous, is just unprecedented. So we'll discuss the unfolding drama in ZANU-PF and the role of women in the grand plan. What are your views on the issue? Do you think women are being used as pawns in a political game or chess being played within the party? Do you think Mrs. Mujuru should resign? Is her position now untenable, as women like Shuai Maofa are being resurrected from the political grave to target another woman? President Mugabe himself addressed the crowd before a Politburo meeting held today. He assured them that their grievances will be addressed at the ZANU-PF Congress in December.
As you know, PJ, the battle between the top women in ZANU-PF has, you know, actually baffled many women who had hoped that perhaps Mrs. Mujuru will break the glass ceiling and become the nation's first female president.
Yeah, some women activists are actually saying the leadership battles within the ruling party is slowing the strides made by women to advance women into decision-making positions. Earlier on, Amai Shuvai Moofa was resurrected from the political grave to target another woman.
Yes,
it's so sad. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu asihluzeni bomama.
Tisu takano gwadama kukumbira mai mukaki. Chef, I want to remind you back. Musheratonu, tisu takakumbira mai mukabe the late. Zvikaita hondo na vamwe vedu. Zvoda kudzoka zvinoda kurimainda yekuti pasi nevanorambira ana mai kutora zvigaro. Izu takatopedza chef. Mai tatova apoinda isinyangwe musati vapoinda imi. Tisu madzimai. talks. Pazi na mashefu magama talks. Mazita enyu legaiti pamoja.
That there was a soundbite from Maishivai Mahofa, who was addressing some of the political people that had gathered at ZANU-PF today, who were demonstrating against Dr. Amai Joyce Mujuru, calling for a resignation.
Lo bekungunkosikazi Shivai Mahofa ebese simkhohliwe ukuthi bana ukhona kwezombusazwe kodwa ke baye bamthatha khona ngale lapha kade sivele seziphumulele khona waphenduka esengasadlanga nkojani esesola laye unkosikazi uJoyce Mujuru lapha ke sikuhlelo asihluzeni bomama siqhubekela phambili ngenkeme nkembe yendaba iyokudonselana amandla yokudonselana phansi kwabesifazane thina sebese sithi izinto sezilunga la kodwa ke siyakubona kubana unkosikazi umngamongameli Robert Mugabe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe nguye oqalisileyo indaba echothoza unkosikazi uMai Mujuru ngakho ke khathesi isiqhubekela phambili indaba yangkhona nanko ke namhlanje kuthe kusenziwa umhlangano wePolitbureau kwabuthana abantu akade bezotshengisela besekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe ikati ke njalo bechothoza unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru besekelwa la unkosikazi Shivai Mahofa yenalo abahambe bayambiza khona le emashingo akade sesiphumulele
Aiwa PJ nasi muchirongwa chedu che Women's Round Table ngati kurukurei madzimai tiri kutarisa kuenderera mberi kuri kuita kusawirirana kwemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika Amai Grace Mugabe nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika Amai Joyce Mujuru nasi taona zviuru nezviuru zvevatsigiri vezano PF zvinonzi zviri kutsigira kupinda kwa Amai Mugabe mune zvematongerwo enyika zvaungana pamuzinda webato iri vakatakura ivo zvinyorwa zvanga zvichinyomba Amai Joyce Mujuru izvi zvaitika musangano wePolitbureau webato iri usati watsanga vatsigiri ava vanonzi vari kuda kuti avo vanoti vamugabe vasiye chigaro vawanikirwe vachitorerwa matano madzimai mazhinji vanoti zviri kuitika izvi PJ zviri kudzora mashure mukana wekuti madzimai awanewo zvigaro zvepamusoro
Tanga tatoita ndima apo.
Ehe.
Welcome again to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable. This evening we are looking at the continued succession battle within the ruling party ZANU-PF that today saw thousands of rallying behind First Lady Amai Grace Mugabe's call for Vice President Joyce Mujuru's resignation.
PJ, I think right now we actually have our first caller. Our first guest, Mrs. Memory Zonde Kachambwa, the Executive Director of the Women's Trust. And today they held a conference in Harare to discuss about peace. So we'll talk to her about what went on in her conference. Hello, Mrs. Kachambwa.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome to the Women's Forum.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your conference today, looking at the scenario and what's happening on the ground.
Our conference wasn't so much about what's happening on the ground, but what we're saying is that we want women to be the leaders in terms of unity in peace processes. We're talking about women's role as peace builders, women's role in terms of their participation and in protection, their participation in prevention of conflict and resolving conflict. So our meeting today was to look at the different frameworks that are the legal frameworks, what the Constitution actually says in terms of peace and security. We looked at the definition of the broad definition of peace, the broad definition of security that, you know, this is around security. It's not always about the absence of war. Mm-hmm. And the broader definition from an academic point of view. We also looked at the role that women play in terms of the African traditional value system, where we think that if we really look at the role that women play, we seem to have lost traditionally. A lot of people say, oh, it's because of culture, this culture, that. But we say actually, women actually had a role. Women had power in terms of brokering peace. So we are actually defining the issues around peace. We also had commissioners who were actually the Human Rights Commission, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, and we're saying the priorities of women around peace. These are some of the priorities that women are talking about.
Okay, Mrs. Kachambwa, if we can just jump in there. We've seen that a lot of women organizations are skirting around this issue of discussing politics and what is going on in the ruling party and other parties in the country. Why is it like that?
I think in essence, what is happening in the ruling party is politics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a reflection of what women in terms of, it's not, these are probably political party power battles,
mm-hmm.
about an individual party. It's about taxation. And for us, as women's organizations, it's mm-hmm. not a reflection of what's obtaining in terms of what our priorities are for now.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, when you look at it, there may be power battles, there may be things that are happening out there. But really, what the women on the ground, what we as women are advocating for,
mm-hmm.
it's about issues where we're talking about having the security, having the peace, having the sustaining, surviving in the current economy.
Mm-hmm.
We want the issues that are really are issues that will bring, you know, things that will bring food on the table. This is mm-hmm. what's our concern, because as women, we are really suffering. So when you find that we're sort of like skirting, it was really nothing. It's always been these battles mm-hmm. that happen. And it's, you know, we are hesitant to start commenting, we're hesitant, you know, to start putting our voice, because it's politics.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is politics. This is what politics is all about.
Okay, tombo kubatai muromo ipapo mai kachambwa. PJ, mai kachambwa vandavafunza ini kuti kosei tirikuedza kunyatsonzwisisa kuti chii chiri kuitika mubato reZANU PF nemamwe mabato munyika panyaya idzodzi dzekuti madzimai ndivo vari kurwisana. Sei tisiri kunzwa kubva kune masangano akamirira madzimai vari kuti ivo aiwa pari zvino vanhu munyika vari kuzviona. Ehe, vanogona kunge vari kurwadzikana asi chiri kunyanyonetsa pari zvino kuti chii chandingaite kuti ndipe mwana wangu chekudya, chii chandingaite kuti ndiwane kuti mwana wangu aende kuchikoro. Izvi zvematongerwo enyika zvinonetsa pari zvino kuti masangano awanikwe iwo achitsigira nekuti vari pane zvimwe zvinoita kuti uzosvika pakunovhota zvaunofanira kunge waita sekuti wadya waendesa vana kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Hai nyakuzwa Marvelous akanyelo nkosikazi Kachambwa. Nkosikazi Kachambwa ubekhuluma lapha yena ke ungumkhokheli wenhlanganiso le ethiwa othi ngibale kahle. Nguye umqondisi wenhlanganiso ethiwa Women's Trust. Abenhlanganiso le namhla kade belomhlangano wokufundisana ngamalungelo abesifazane njalo lendima abangayidlala ekuthini ekulondolozwe ukuthula elizweni lapho bekhuluma wena ke wasombuza ke ukuthi kanti khona lapho linxa lisenza imhlangano yenu yena leyo njengabesifazane kungani lingakhulumi ngezinto eziphathelane leZANU PF ukulwisana okwenziwa ngabesifazane beZANU PF kuke kwenzakala njalo Marvelous even ku MDC ukuthi kuye waba lokungani kuya futhi kuba lokufuthelana phakathi kwaNkosaza naKhuphe lo nkosikazi Makone lo nkosikazi Mathibenga kuke kwenzakala njalo asikho ukuthi kuzani PF kodwa yikho ke sithi abesifazane lithini ngalokho liyakukhuluma na wasephendula ke uNkosikazi Kachambwa wasesithini hayi thina abesifazane abaningi bayesaba into lezi ezepolitics ezembusazwe kabafuni ukuthi bangene kizo abakunqwaneleyo insuku ikuphila kwabo kwansuku zonke inhlala kahle yabo ukuthi bathole udla yini etebulini bathole yini imali yokuyabhadalela umntwana esikolo okunjalo njalo.
Aiwa ichokwadi icho PJ tombodzokera zve kuna PJ tinenge tine mumwe munyarikani wedu
usekhona unkosikazi Alice Maqatha.
Yebo,
siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hayi ngiyabonga.
Yeah. Wena la ungathi fahla fahla ngamancane ngoku nxa sikhangela indima ebisidlalwe eZimbabwe sisithi ekukhokheleni lapha abesifazane labo sebekhona njalo amathuba ngabanikwe bawanikwa ubona njani inxa isimo seZimbabwe inxa sikhangele abesifazane asebendaweni ezobukhokheli
ka kunjongoba kunje okwenzakalayo ngokuthandana TJ
yeah
siyangimangalisa ngoba into eziphelileyo sigijima sikhalele ukuthi i-constitution yethu ilungisiwe njengabomama sathaba sathi konke kade sikufuna kungenile about 70% kade sikufuna ukuthi kungene ama-right ethu njengabomama amalungelo ethu njengabomama and ngiyakhumbula insuku sibe zizileyo upresident ke watsho wathi umama kasila capacity ekhuluma omunye umhlangano mina kathi sengimzisisa ayekutsho ngenxa yokuthi thina ngokwethu siyazidubula njalo futhi enyaweni siphinde sehlule ukuhamba ngitsho ningalokho ngisukuthi kunjengoba kunje thina njengabomama kuye kumele sibambane sibe yinto yinye ngoba thina sibaningi ukudla obaba nxa sikhangela i-percentage ye-52 against 48% so lokho okwenzakalayo mina ngithemba ukuthi umama bekumele sibambane sibe yinto yinye ukuze sikwanise ukuphumelela kodwa manje okwenzakalayo ukubana xa singomama mina nginjengoba nginje ngingabona omunye umama sephezulu ngimbona ukuthi sephumelela mina kakungithabisi inhliziyo iba buhlungu so ngifuna ukumehlisa ukuthi mina ngingene kusona lesanihlala
isihlalo sona siya
yes, kodwa achike akumela ngakube njalo kumele mina ngithabe nxa umama ethungamelela ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuthi ephezulu khona ngani uzamelela engifunayo mina njengomama njalo
uzaa
ukuthi omama lapho kumele kugcwalisiswe khona kube umama kungaphi
kungaphi kae uza ngizwisisa kalula
yes uza ngizwisisa ngcono
yeah
and uzalungisisa ngcono nxa ephezulu khona ngani
yeah Mavelas wathi ngubambe umlomo uba ngicela ubambe ecingweni khona lapho Mavelas what Mrs. Maqata is actually saying is all along when the constitution the new constitution was being enacted or put together women were rallying around trying to put all their issues and wishes into the constitution and they were all united they had a united voice and they managed to do that and 70% of the issues that they raised were put into the constitution and then now they were having a sigh of relief that at least some of our issues are there are being articulated and then we are being given a chance and an opportunity to be able to rise to positions of leadership but here is the situation now it's actually pulling us back
as women
would want to see more women going up into positions of leadership and when a woman goes up she also pulls other women behind her but unfortunately in some instances the other woman who is being pulled wants to actually overtake the one who is pulling her yes
I wonder zvinzwisisa PJ kuti mai maqata vari kuti ivo madzimai akawanda vanga vakanyanyotarira nyaya yebumbiro remutemo vakabatana vakaona kuti panyorwe ipo mimwe mitemo inozobatsirawo madzimai emangwana asi zvakuitika izvi zvinenge zvakudzora zvakaitwa izvi kumashure saka ndichabvunza mai maqata kuti mai maqata what do you think is the way forward now the constitution is done and we are having all these issues coming up what is the way forward
what I'll say is that even all this is happening even all this confusion is happening it shouldn't derail us from our goal as women our goal as women is to find ourselves into decision-making position, and our role as women is to find ourselves making a significant change to the other woman's life when I'm elected into decision-making position. for what is actually happening right now should not derail us from our focus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mai Matata. I'll just cut you off there a little bit. I think we have our other guest, PJ. Mrs. Marcelina Chikasha, Interim President of the African Development Party.
Democratic Party.
Makadi, Mai Chikasha.
Tiripo edu kana imimuri wadi.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Imi ndi imimuri iko kuzimbabwe. Uye zetu nuona makaumba bato ija. Re African Democratic Party. Titsanangu roja, tiri kuona izvi zviri kuitika mapisha-pisha ari mupati yeZANU-PF. Nasi taona vatsigiri vachiti ivo aiwa amai mujuru ngavaende vatsigiri vamai mugabe. Uyezve taona vachitotaurwa ivo navamugabe kuti aiwa tichateerera zvamuri kutaura kuCongress. Zvinobatsira imi here sebato idzva semudzimai?
Ini semutungamiriri weADP ndinotoona zviri zvinhu zvinorwadza.
Mm-hmm.
Nekuti vanhu vagara vachitaura kuti vakadzi havakwanise kushanda pamwe chete.
Mm-hmm.
Saka izvi zvinoita sezviri kuzadzikisa kutaura kunongoita varume kuti mukapa vakadzi zvigaro. Mm-hmm. Vanopedzisira vakurwa, vakunyadzisana pane vanhu, vakutukana zvisina maturo.
Mm-hmm.
Ndinoona kuti sevanhu vechitema vane tsika nemagariro edu tinofanirwa kuzvibata pane vanhu. Kunyanya kana tiri vatungamiriri, pane vanenge vakatotarisawo kuti vatungamiriri venyika yedu vanozvibata here, vanoita zvakadii, vanotaura mashoko akaita sei. Saka vanhu ivavo kana vakatarisa zviri kuitika pari zvino, ndinoona kunge isiri example yakanaka kune vari kutiteera kumashure.
Aiwa, tinotenda PJ. What Mrs. Chikasha is saying, as you heard, is that although she is the leader of the Africa Democratic Party and she should be rejoicing at what is going on, she is actually not, because it actually paints a bad, you know, picture for women.
Yes,
because she would have loved to see the women in some of these political parties actually rallying together and pushing each other up.
Yes. Unkosikazi Chikasha, unkosikazi Marcelina Chikasha, nguyeke umkhokheli webandla elitsha elithiwa African Democratic Party. Ibandla leli likhokhelwa ngowesifazane. Yikho ke simbuzeke ukuthi wena ke ubona njani izinto kuma ezikwenze khona khathesi njengoba abesifazana belwisana kubandla leli ele ZANU-PF. Ngangomunye nga uhle wathaba kumbe wajabula ngokwenzakalayo ngoba yena engxenye kungamnika indima enkulu ukuthi athole abasekeli. Kodwa ke yena ubuye lapha wathi hayi akungithabisi okwenzakala kuZANU-PF ngoba thina sonke vele abesifazane bonke abeZimbabwe sibe sesithi lathi sesikubanga eliphezulu lokuthi sesilabakhokheli abehlukene kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezombusazo. Yikho ke thina sifuna bekhona khona phana ebukhokheleni, hatshi ukuthi kube lokhu silwisana sisetshenziswa ngabesilisa.
Aiwa PJ, toda kunyanya kukokera madzimai kuti toda kuti mufonewo muchitaura maonero enyu mune nyaya idzi dzatiri kutaura nepamusoro pezvazvo. Kana musiri kuda kuti titaure nezvematongerwo enyika, taurai zvamunoda semadzimai kuti zvii zvamuri kuda kuti titaure nezvazvo, nekuti chirongwa ichi ndechedu isu madzimai. Saka nhasi taona zvakanaka kuti timbonzwawo kune vamwe madzimai ari kushanda nemamwe madzimai, uyezve tibatsirane kufunga kuti chii chatingaite semadzimai kuti mazwi edu anzikanwe.
Kuti zvise sizwakale emsakazweni, sizwakale elizweni. Kumele sonke siphathise kulolu hlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama. Uhlelo lolu luphuma ngolwesine maviki onke. Ngakho ke sibe sicela kakhulu ukuthi abesifazane ngayibo abasithintayo ngocingo ukuze bangene kuhlelo. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kungabe kuyabe kungalula ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lwethu lisithintele nangocingo ngoba kuyadula. Kodwa ke esikwenzayo ukuthi uyatexta inamba zakho WhatsApp yethu kumbe njalo ku-email uthi ngiyafuna ukungena kuhlelo, babe sebekufonela ke abasincedisayo kuhlelo lwethu ama-producers.
Chukwadi PJ.
Tine mtererere
paura.
Yes, lo mlaleli lapha kuthiwa ngu-KK Ncube. Ose South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo.
Kunjani ke Ncube? Uyaluzwa udaba lwethu olusegudwini?
Thininge yithelelwe athinjenga.
Usehle ohle wawa. Engakangeni la kuhleli.
Thombodzukira yedu kuna Maika Chambwa. Maika Chambwa manzwa imi zvataurwa na Maichikasha. Avo vanotungamira ivo sangano re African Democratic Party. Munozvionawo sei zvavataura izvi?
I think zvavataura vangasara panyaya yekuti zvo example yatinowana mumaleaders edu inoreinforca mastereotypes associated women's leadership nakudikana nezvavataura kana zvitava kutaurawo pamusoro pekutiwo I think another thing is that we should also know that it's not every woman who is in positions of power who's there to represent the women's agenda. So it's not all the time that we get women in leadership positions to actually stand for women's rights issues. So there's always that assumption that if you get a woman, because she's a woman, she's supposed to act and she's supposed to represent women's issues. Look at us in Zimbabwe. We've had a lead with, we've had male leaders who have been ruling for 34 years. But there's never an argument that we see because it's a male leader is representing men's issues. So there's always that dynamic and this will patriarchy will face out. And because it's a woman, what is expected out of a woman in leadership. There's always that assumption that what she's doing mirrors what women do, which is not necessarily the truth. And it's dangerous because women are expected to lead in a certain way. Women are expected, you know, once a woman is in power, she's expected, you know, to be docile, you know, to do this, this, and this, which is really good. I think that's one of the things, you know, that we push for. We want women who are democratic, women who are free, you know. But then that's not always the case because every woman is an individual and they don't necessarily push the women's agenda. And it's really true. Like not all women who are in politics, not all women who are in decision-making positions are all there to do the women's agenda. Another thing is also the issue around power.
Maika Chambwa, we're going to have to stop you right there a minute. If we can just have 30 seconds from my Makata to just round up a little bit.
Nkosikazi Makata, uyizwile indaba uthi yena unkosikazi Machambwa and nxa ngakhohlwa njalo unkosikazi Chikasha laye utshile uthi yena nana leo ayisikho ukuthi yikho okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe ebantwini abesifazane. Kodwa ke enza kwenza kathesi ukuthi ngithi asime kancane ubambe khonapho ecingweni nkosikazi Maqatha sizabuyela kuwe nxa sesivalelisane labalaleli abele radio.
Okay.
Yeah. Uzabamba khona lapho. Marvelous. I've just told Mrs. Chikasha, Mrs. Maqatha that she can hold on to answer that question before we transition over to
Yes, PJ, we just thank our guests, Mrs. Memory Kachambwa, Mrs. Chikasha, and Mrs. Maqatha. Please don't hang up as we transition. Our radio listeners, you know that we are now streaming, so please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and stay tuned.
Liqhubekele phambili lokhe lisilalele nje mbenjalo lisibukele sizaqeda uhlelo lwethu okweminye emizuzu engamashumi amathathu.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who here saying goodbye to our radio listeners. But as you know, we are streaming live.